I'm Midnight Agent Raw.
And I'm Okame.
We are the Super Media Bros Podcast, and we are founding members of the Odd Pods Media Network.
This episode of the Super Media Bros Podcast is brought to you by Manscaped. Is trimming your bush similar to reenacting a horror flick?
It's Friday, midnight, circa 1986. Sudden itch in your shorts wake you up. Your bush has come out of control. What do? You look up and you look at the bathroom and hoping to trim it down just a little bit. A red, ominous glow comes from the bathroom, inviting you in. But you remember last Christmas, the trimmer you got from your aunt. She saw your bush floundering out of your shorts. You walk closer and the heartbeat in your chest gets louder and louder. The blades, they are rusty. The battery is almost dead. But somehow you must tame the mane.
Don't find yourself in a situation like Billy from back in 1986.
My name's not Billy.
That's not important. What is important is that Manscaped has created the best ball hair trimmer ever. Get your situation situated with the new Manscaped Lawnmower 3.0. This third generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin safe technology. It also comes with an LED light for a more precise shave and is waterproof to make your shower shave clean and easy.
The Lawnmower 3.0 comes inside their brand new Perfect Package 3.0, which comes with everything you need to keep trimmed, cut-free, and smelling nice down there.
Inside the Perfect Package 3.0, you'll find the Crop Preserver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer. You already put deodorant on your armpits. Why are you not putting deodorant on the smelliest part of your body? And yes, your balls stink.
Speaking of sweaty and stinky balls, I am thankful for their Crop Reviver. This product, along with the Crop Preserver, keeps your balls from sweating, smelling, and sticking.
Manscaped is going to throw in two free gifts into their perfect package. A pair of high-performance Manscaped boxer briefs that'll keep your cash and prizes feeling fresh all day.
Behind door number two,
a travel shed bag to store all your grooming goodies. Trim that dilapidated junk of yours and go to manscaped.com and use our code SUPERMEDIA20 to get 20% off with free shipping. Be the hero your balls deserve.
Because they'll definitely thank you for it.
Get 20% off and free shipping with our code SUPERMEDIA20 at manscaped.com. Again, that's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com with our code SUPERMEDIA20.
Don't use the same trimmer on your face and your balls. That's just nasty.
That's a horror movie all on its own. We're not in Kansas anymore. Wait, that's not right.
Healthy alternatives.
Smooth monsters.
All that and more.
Drop the needle on the record, my dude.
I'm about to go take my dreams in the stratosphere.
Super Media Bros.
Get haywire.
My head's in the clouds.
Cannot possibly be good for your health, man.
We'll just stand like this for the whole episode because I'm just way up.
What?
I'm high.
What?
What?
What? I can't hear you.
Okay, I'm coming.
Okay, there you are.
I'm gonna stop being a stupid ass.
Where'd you go?
Where did I come from?
Welcome to episode 167 of the Super Media Bros Podcast. I'm Midnight Agent Raw.
And I'm Okami.
We're back with some music. It's been a hot minute since we've talked about some music up in this bitch.
Well, we're constantly streaming shit all the damn time, and it's like, hey, new music all over the place. And it's been, what, months?
We should do this.
Yeah, because between the two of us, like, if it's not movie related, it's music related. We're texting each other like, hey, this song.
Hey,
oh,
this song.
I about that song. Oh, yeah, I heard about that song. What, this one? Oh, that's a great album, too. Yeah, fuck yeah. And that's pretty much like 80% of our conversation.
Right, other than memes. And then it's music memes sometimes, too.
Or just making fun of everybody.
That's just our lives. We're not kidding when we say it. Our real life is kind of like this without microphones.
But we've had a
pretty healthy dose of sending each other music for the past couple months. We've been wanting to talk about a few of these artists here and there, but came across a couple of new releases from some old bosses of the craft, basically, which were thoroughly surprising.
Let's start with Health, dude, because it was a band that I remember hearing about, but not really delving too much into. And then you sent me just a Spotify. It was like a plethora of stuff. And I hadn't gotten to listen to it as much as I wanted to, but what I have listened to, I really dig. And the weird thing is, I remember the name because I heard of the band Health opening for Nine Inch Nails on their, what was it, the Lights in the Sky tour?
I believe so.
Yeah. And I've seen Nine Inch Nails live, but it wasn't with them on that tour. And when we were listening to them, I got a lot of that vibe from like an industrial, it's industrial, like noise rock, experimental rock. There's some synth punk in there. But what stands apart with these guys is the clean vocals over all of this shit.
Yeah, they're very somber and light, kind of raw sounding in a way, but they're not overpowering like most of the rest of the music, basically. Whenever I first heard these guys, I think we were getting into cyberpunk when it first came out, honestly. And I was going through the soundtrack and the actual in-game music, and I was really drawn into a lot of the artists that they brought into the fold. But these guys stood out with one of their songs. I think it was Major Crimes was the song that they introduced on that album. And that was an instant hit for me. So I just decided to delve into the rest of their catalog. And I think the two songs that, well, three songs actually, that I put on repeat for them is Body Prison, Strange Days 1999, and Cyberpunk 2020. Those three, I think, are a good introduction to these guys as to what they're all about. And as I was telling Richie, the first time I introduced him to it, like he said, it's pretty much like mixing Nine Inch Nails, Massive Attack, and Depeche Mode in some form or fashion, like either one artist over the other or kind of mixing all three together. Like that's the vibes I get pretty much listening to any of their music.
Right. And the thing that's mind-blowing, they've been around since like 2005. And I just remembered that I heard about them scoring Max Payne 3.
And so that's the thing. I never played the Max Payne games after the first one, but I did hear about the third one when it first came out. I just never got into it. But yeah, that was pretty cool that they scored the whole game.
And apparently they did some stuff on the GTA 5 game.
There seemed to be a lot of like Rockstar open world like games like that. Because I mean, here they are with Cyberpunk 2020 or 2077 now.
Yeah. And I mean, if y'all want to check these guys out, I mean, obviously Spotify is the best place to find any artist. And they have four studio albums, Health, Get Color, Death Magic, and Volume 4, Slaves of Fear. Are there any other standout tracks for you for these guys?
I mean, I can go through the list, but like I said, those three that I named were pretty much stellar ones right there. Power Fantasy is really good too. I like that one too. So, I mean, any of their songs, honestly, I would just go through their whole discography and have like a go. Those are some good ones to start off with, especially Strange Days, Cyberpunk 2020. And Body Prison.
Yeah, that because Body Prison was the one they did with Perturbator, mm-hmm. which I love Perturbator anyway. So that was just like a good mesh.
That one has like good grit to it, like a good like just kind of just vibe that you get from it. And it's very just powerful, I guess, at the same time.
Yeah, but I mean, Perturbator is kind of like a dark synth artist mm-hmm. in his own right. So it fits really well with what Health does. Let's move on to Dream Reaper, man, because this was a nice surprise to see Fixed to Neon pick up. I had heard Dream Reaper before on one of their compilations they did recently, and I really liked what he did, but Liminality is his album, and it just got picked up in, you know, for a re-release on Fixed Neon, and it's such a great listen. It's that cyberpunk kind of feel again, but really upbeat and really just like energetic, ass-kicking album.
I think what got me on this one was there's this glitch hop vibe, especially with Cambion, because I think Cambion's probably one of my top three favorite songs on that whole entire album.
Oh, this dude does such great work, and that's probably my favorite on this one. That one and Decimate. I really like Decimate a lot.
I don't know, man. Like, Phantasmagoria is pretty good, too.
Yeah, and Prism Tech, I think, is the song from the, what was it? What the fuck was that Fixed Neon release that got put out? It was Altered Something.
Yeah, it was like a compilation, basically.
Yeah, it was all cyberpunk stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, it was literally an album built around cyberpunk sound. Digital Resistance was one on there, too. But I know Prism Tech was on one of them.
because I think they did more than one of these compilations, but either way, it's where I first heard of Dream Reaper. It's so good though. But Liminality is a great album front to back. There's an instrumental prelude to Cambium, but it's 12 tracks all together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this one checks all the boxes when it comes to like synthwave, retrowave, 80s electronic music. But I think what drives our interest the most with this one is just like the fast paced, like high adrenaline sound to the whole album.
Dude, this is an album that you put on in game two and just wreck shit with.
I mean, hell, even if you want to go take a drive in the middle of the night and just, you know, bob your head to this shit.
Right, because there are artists out there that I feel like their music is perfectly suited to be listened to at night. Mm-hmm. This is one of those artists. But yeah, definitely for me, like standout tracks would be Cambion, Decimate, Prism Tech. I mean, the whole album's really good, but those are my three that I really, really enjoy a lot. Renegade's pretty good too. I mean, the whole thing's good, but like Renegade is another one that just popped into my head.
The thing about Renegade that's interesting is how it starts. It sounds kind of misleading, but in a good way. And then it gets into that real heavy grind and it's pretty good. But yeah, definitely a worthy listen.
When you're done listening, or hell, if you want to stop what you're doing, we'll have links to all these artists in the show notes below. You can buy this album, buy a song.
I was about to say, anybody we mention on here, you're just going to go Google now on whatever platform and listen to them now.
Yeah.
We're not giving you an option. You're doing it.
Go buy their shit. Or stream it, or however.
Contribute in some way.
Please.
Give them your time. Give them your money.
Give them everything.
Give them yourself.
Give them your body.
Yeah. Just strip yourself down to your bare core. Just give yourself.
Let's move on to Haywire, dude.
I was so fucking happy when you sent me that link to this song. I was like, dude, my boy, he's back. And it's just, Haywire is like Daft Punk to me in the like EDM new age community. He doesn't release music often, but when he does, it's always fucking like 12 out of 10 for me.
12 out of 10.
Yeah, like there's... I'm sorry.
No, I'm not even making fun of it. I'm re-emphasizing that. Like 12 out of 10.
Because since day one that I heard him, it's pretty much just constantly going up. Like just quality is going up.
Constantly going up like the erections that we have when we listen to his music. Sorry, Haywire. Sorry.
Yeah, Martin. We're not sorry.
We're not sorry.
But yeah... I don't know how else to describe music by Haywire, because I've listened to him for like 5 years going on.
I mean, shit, we saw him live and that was fun, because the guy is, it's not just like, oh, music producer. The dude, if you go watch some of his music videos, hell, most of his recent music videos, he does a lot of performance stuff in them. And I mean, even his old stuff, whenever he was on Monster Cat, he would just have the camera on his hands playing along to his stuff. The dude is such an accomplished pianist, and that's impressive, because with this genre of music, that's like the instrument that you need to be, probably aside from being able to track drums decently and maybe like guitar, that's like the instrument you need to be probably the most precise at, or at least knowledgeable.
I mean, he clearly masters the fucking keyboard. I mean, there's no denying, because when you watch any of his videos where he's just playing or doing like a little demo of a song that he wants to cover, the handiwork.
Literally,
the handiwork in action is just amazing, because his finger work just goes all over the fucking keys.
I just thought about Uncle Roger. Just use finger.
All 10 fingers. You use one finger, you fucked up.
If you don't use finger at all, you've also fucked up.
Yeah. But yeah, when we saw him live, that was one of the things that I was waiting to see, was, I can't remember what song it was, and he would just blaze all of the fucking keyboard with his hands. I'm like, dude, I'm done. Like, this dude is a fucking amazing person.
Right. But the song itself, just, my God, it...
You know, we've been talking about him for the past 2 minutes and didn't even say the song.
Yeah. Wisdom. The song Wisdom is just unbelievably good. I mean, all of his stuff is really good, but it was just nice to see something new drop, you know, after a while.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what else can you say about this song? Because listening to the progression from the beginning days to Two Folds and then Two Folds Part 2 and all the other stuff after that, you can definitely pick up a lot of the key points about his style, like especially that plucky like bass sound that he does with his background bass. But also there's a lot of sound effects that he utilizes like consistently through his songs, but that he changes it up and makes it easy to listen to and ingest, basically.
Yeah, and then the sound design on this is just great. I mean, it's clean as fuck. I mean, all his stuff's pretty clean, but this one is a really well-balanced EQ. Just the details in the music is, that's kind of something that we listen for. Just the small, intricate little things and the little nuances here and there. And it doesn't miss any mark that it's aiming for by any stretch of the imagination.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I think like one of the main things I like about Haywire's style, besides like the keyboard work, is the glitch hop, the funk kind of influences that he puts in there, especially with a lot of the, I'm trying to think, it was after Two Folds Part 2 came out, there was a succession of songs that he released over the course of, I think, like 2 or 3 years that had a lot of upbeat funk elements to it, along with his normal usual style. And it was, I thought that was like his pinnacle work, honestly, outside of those two albums beforehand.
But yeah, go check out Wisdom. It's out on Lost in Dreams, and it's actually Haywire's first release of the year.
Welcome everybody to the Modest Cube Podcast. I am...
Whoa, dude. No. This is our promo, not the show. I'm Rico.
Oh, sorry. I'm CJ, and we're the hosts of the Modest Cube Podcast.
We're fans of pretty much anything and everything pop culture, including movies, TV shows, books, video games, comics, music, and of course, Kevin Smith. Now, while we do keep our fingers on the pulse of Silent Bob, he certainly doesn't need our help in promoting him.
You got that right. We do our own thing, with inspiration from the man himself and his mantra of why not. We've got stories about celebrities, we've interviewed theories of our own for certain movies, and we can usually tend to have a great debate about anything.
We also do commentaries on movies. Sometimes we ask our fans what they want to watch with us. So if you love the timbre of our vocal cords and want to watch a movie at the same time, give us a listen.
Stay tuned every Monday, there's always something new. And if you've been good this year, we may even give you a bonus episode from time to time.
So please be good and subscribe to and enjoy Podest Cube, founding member of the Odd Pods Media Network.
Let's move on to Monster Cat Silk. Now, we know what you're thinking. We haven't talked about Monster Cat in a very long time, but we have our reasons.
A lot of it has to do with, yes, there's other types of music out there that we come across, like we mentioned earlier, and we can't shy away from everybody else just to listen to straight on Monster Cat because we're not going to be that kind of podcaster or anything like that. But I was thoroughly surprised, which I shouldn't be, considering when they split the brand into two factions, it was Uncaged and Instinct, where you had the heavy versus the radio friendly. Now they introduced a third faction, which, if I'm not mistaken, you mentioned something about they acquired a label from Los Angeles.
Yeah, it was called Silk Music.
Yeah.
It's well, because Monster Cat's a Canadian label. So this is kind of their, not that they haven't had an impact in the actual continental United States, but this is actually their first headquarters that is based in the continental United States.
Right. But yeah, they kind of give you an idea of what the Silk Channel is. It's the easy listen, the calm, the soothing, the tranquil, but it doesn't shy away from a lot of like the trance, the lower end sounding house, the chill.
There's some garage stuff in there, ambience, Jersey Club, for God's sake. Like, we're getting into like so many different genres that probably wouldn't have fit on Uncaged or Instinct. And I think that's where this is going. Because a lot of the releases that I listen to, that we have listened to, reminds me of mid-90s, like, EDM. Like, the trance and, you know, some of the house music. Real calm, real just smooth. Like, you couldn't have named it better.
Right. It's more of the music that you listen to focus, to relax. But yeah, I was thoroughly happy to see them. Because I think the problem with Monster Cat's Instinct and Uncaged side is they're taking away a lot of genres that we are thoroughly attached to outside of the norms. Like, I was thoroughly shocked that they're taking out like new disco, they're taking out trance, not so much trance as a whole. There's like side trance with like Infected Mushroom and stuff like that, but that's kind of a different thing. But what we talk about trance is more of like that fast paced, calming, soothing, like house type trance.
It's like progressive trance, basically.
Right. And they very rarely introduce any of those genres anymore into their label, which is just, it's a crime. to me, but I know in some instances, like, you know, Fix Neon, they do all the synthwave and retrowave. So there is a label for those types of music. I get that. But when I heard Monster Cat for the first time, they kind of gave me the vibe that they were the kind of like the United Nations of EDM. Like, they took on everybody's music, all genres of music, and then they brought it out to everybody else who wasn't a fan of it, who didn't listen to it, basically. So over the course of the decade, they just nixed a few genres out in place of who actually likes this genre more versus just having any of them, period. So I think it was a good move on their part, at least for fans like me, who like, you know, trance and the softer side of things, rather than just listening to dubstep and trap and a whole bunch of other like hard hitters, or the more like kooky, bouncy kind of like indie dance or anything like that.
Yeah, and this label speaks to me in particular as well, just because of the points you brought up just now. I mean, this is the stuff that I like. Not that I don't like what they offered before. This is the channel that I go to more now, because they already have like their older releases from when they were still Silk Music on the channel, so you can check that stuff out. But I think the first release officially as Monster Cat Silk was Glow by Shingo Nakamura. Great track.
Great artist too.
And you're going to have other artists that are coming on here. Like Cascade is actually on the label now, put out the Reset EP on March 5th. Pretty good, actually. I liked it.
There are a couple of artists on there that I recognized that were really good too. I was looking up the list. I saw JFM was on there, which is a really good artist. And then Sundriver was pretty good too. I like Sundriver's music. But if you're kind of like us, which I think if you really like analyze the fan base now with Monster Cat, it's pretty much spanned from like mid-teens all the way to like the 35, the 40-year-old range, because it appeals to pretty much anybody at this point. But I think like for Uncaged, it's more of like that 20s to 30s kind of group, that they're more like the gamers, more of like the I don't know, I'll call this the prime of their life, basically, but those types of people, the more energetic people. And then some of the teenage base, I think like the Instinct side is kind of like the mainstream side of people, like the Instagrammers, the TikTok people, you know, stuff like that.
No, it is. It's more of the radio friendly.
Yeah. So it's more of like the Gen Z, I guess, kind of music. And then the Silk is pretty much like our music, like us growing up to like Paul Oakenfold and Paul Van Dyke and all of them.
Yeah, this it was funny because I have a lot of Tiesto's old shit on CD still, for those of you out there that don't know what a fucking CD is. Like, yeah, that's how old we are. But yeah, I went and re-downloaded a lot of those albums digitally, and that's the kind of vibe I got from Silk. It's bringing me back to, you know, listening to shit like that.
You mentioned in CDs, it reminds me of the time I got pulled over when I was a kid, when I was a teenager. I had this cop pull me over in a theater parking lot. It was like 1 o'clock in the morning. And one of the first things that it was me and my friend. One of the first things he did was he was shining his flashlight at my truck, and he looked at my CD player, which back then we didn't have a lot of CD integrated radio like consoles, basically. So you had to get these cassette radio kit, and it would play your CD music through the radio, basically.
On a Walkman.
Yeah. And the guy literally flashed light on my CD player, and he asked me what that was. And I was like, thinking to myself, dude, are you fucking serious? So I picked it up, and I did this whole, like, Price is Right hand model thing. It's like, it's a CD player. It plays CDs. And I popped it open, the top and everything. I was like, what kind of a question is that?
This fabulous item can be yours for a whopping $25.99, which it's not $25 fucking dollars. I think we probably paid close to like $80 for a good decent Walkman, yeah, back then.
Or no, for the price of You Can Let Me Go Without Saying Anything.
Yeah, because like I'm just listening to fucking music, dude.
Yeah. But that's what just, it reminded me of that time. You said CDs. That's how old we are. We just like reminisce of like, you know what? I got pulled over when I was a kid.
For listening to CDs.
Yeah. In the parking lot at 1 a.m.
It's a fucking crime. That was your crime, listening to CDs instead of like, oh, get with the times. Like, really, motherfucker?
They probably didn't even hear the music, or they heard the wrong music and was like, that's not good music. We got to pull them over. They ain't listening to our shit. We live in the South. They probably thought we were listening to like shitty-ass country music.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, if y'all are into the softer side of EDM and not wanting to thrash your ears or kind of have like a what the fuck is this kind of moment music, definitely check out the Silk side.
Yeah. Let's move on to our boy Dave Notaker, because holy shit, dude, I love everything that this dude has done. Much like Haywire,
It's when you know Dave's music and you listen to it, there are signature sounds. Like, it's unmistakable anytime you hear the keyboard arpeggiation happening in his music, because I think that's a staple of No Taker's style. But his two most recent releases, Airlock and Stratus, kind of introduced a little, like, it's not that he hasn't done this before, but it feels like it's introducing a little bit of an edge. Because, I mean, Airlock has like a slight industrial feel with some of the tones, and like the builds are really good, but then the drops are unexpected because it's just real almost not entirely, but a little minimalistic, and it's fucking good. It's like you don't expect it, and it's a nice curveball.
The easiest way to describe it is like the build has so much going on, and then it takes out like 75% of the layers utilizing it to make that build up. And that's pretty much like you have the background rhythm, the beat, and the little bit of like noises here and there. And that's pretty much what the drops are. And it's like, whoa, this is still pretty fucking good, even though it's not having this like intense emotional like rise going on, you know?
Loved it though. And like of the two though, like I loved Airlock. I really loved Airlock. But of the two, God, Stratus is great. Like comparatively, Stratus is really good.
I don't know. Like I like the Stratus, like the second half of Stratus or the very tail end of Stratus more. But Airlock, I think as a whole, was probably my favorite because it's taking two sounds and make it cohesive in a good way. Because you have like this intense buildup and then it drops to this very like calm but also dark and heavy kind of sounding bridge and everything like that to it. It brought me back to, if you guys remember, us talking about him and I think it was Black Gummy that did Corrupted.
Yes.
When he was on Mousetrap. And that's what it brought me back to, was that era of a couple of years ago. I love all that he does, but I think his darker side of music is actually my favorite. Because you listen to Progressive House, and a lot of it does have these similarities. Dave he knows how to switch it up just enough to make it just like a edge above everybody else.
Right. And I had forgotten that he had done a song called From Dust and Ashes.
That is a good one too.
That was a really fucking great one. And I want to say it was like 2019. So it's been a little bit since we've heard from Dave. I don't think he even put a song out in 2020. I think he did a Drulu remix of Written Maze, and that was the only thing that I remember from him. But yeah, definitely check these two out. I can speak for the both of us when I say it. We're looking forward to whatever his next album release is going to be. But yeah, check out No Taker's releases. You will not be disappointed. Like, if you've never heard his music before, it's time you did. Let's take a trip to Kansas City with our homeboys and Young Medicine. They just were signed to Fix Neon not very long ago, and they did a single. We actually covered the single Lost Boys that they did with Essinger, which was just amazing. They put another single out called Winter Soldier, which was, again, like, you can see the progression from when Interlinked was released to what they're getting at now. And they're diving into the synth palette a lot more and then layering in their rock music right in with it. And it's just a perfect fit. But the release they just put out is actually a live stream concert from, I want to say, November of 2020. And it's just Young Medicine live in KC. And it's five songs. And it was a live stream in a studio setting where Brett, Josh, and Michael just did their fucking thing. And God, they're so good live. Like, the music translates really well. And to hear Winter Soldier mixed in with the songs from Interlinked, it meshes really well. Like, to say, like, oh, it's not a departure at all. It's progression, but it still fits really well.
Well, I think that's the thing with a lot of discussions we have when it comes to musicians. We don't shy away from progression. We don't shy away from evolution. And yes, it doesn't sound a whole lot like their older style. It does have elements of it to have us go back to and say, yeah, this is them. But at the same time, there's so much new stuff to it that it keeps our interest. And the tone that Winter Soldier gives is just so fucking powerful.
Oh, yeah.
And not so much instrumentally, but vocally, like just the way that they deliver on all fronts is, it's impactful. It's exciting just all over.
Yeah, Josh and Brett play off of each other really, really well vocally. Really well. And we don't just give out compliments like that. Like seriously.
Like, there's not many artists that when they start singing or performing, like, we get chills listening to them because, like, I keep saying Josh and Brett's vocals are just, God, they're I don't want to say orgasmic, but they're close to
it. No, they are. Just come out with it. They definitely are. You know, we can't say that without mentioning the glue, which is Michael's drumming, which I love because he takes like a very metal background and incorporates it just enough to keep it really interesting with double bass and just the way he does halftime beats and shit like that underneath what they're playing. And it's really powerful. And I really liked the performance in particular on this because we were kind of joking back and forth when we were watching. Because at one point, Michael is playing with it. He looks like he's wearing like this white like cloth robe. I think halfway through the set, he takes it off and we were laughing because I was just like, because he's got like long hair and a beard. And I was like, bro, he just went from like we were both like, he went from Jesus to the Undertaker like that. And I just kept thinking to myself, man, it's not blast beats, it's blessed beats. It's just like, yes.
Michael's blessing us with his dang beats.
Right. But like, it was so fucking funny when you're like, yeah, he went like to the Undertaker because he takes this, let's just go ahead and call it a robe because it just looks fucking just awesome. He just takes this thing off and he's got like the black tank top like the Undertaker would wear and just his tattoos are out. It's like, yeah, that's exactly what's happening.
I mean, he just brought sex appeal to the whole fucking show right
like,
there.
He was like, you will rest in peace, motherfucker. So good. But yeah, like the songs in question, it's pretty much the who's who of songs on here from their catalog. You got Not Human, Living Fiction, Violent Delights, Winter Soldier, and Shinju, which was the song that hooked us into this band in the first place. And it's performed really well. I mean, it's, you know, it's about as, you know, good as you can get production wise. And everything is clean sounding. Everything is, everything just hits and everything fires on all cylinders. It's a real quick performance, but it's one of those things where it leaves you wanting more of it. So like you get, not that you would get sick of a band that you love. Like, you know, if you have a band that you really like, you'll sit and listen to them all day. You'd watch them perform all day.
I mean, when you introduced me to these guys, I think I listened to Interlinked, I don't know how many fucking times, like the whole album. So that's how much of a compliment I give these guys. Like there's not many albums that I can just repeat like every day or every other day constantly and still hold that like awe factor.
Oh yeah. We were sitting in our living room watching the performance on Vimeo, just singing along to everything and just like fucking, you know, head bobbing and just like, yes. I mean, fuck yes.
It's pretty much what we would do if we were live watching them, you know, just, we would be doing the same thing. So
yeah,
that tells you a lot about how they perform like behind a camera.
Oh yeah. I can't even wait until we're actually able to do concert, like live concert events again in the future, because when and if they tour, we'll be there, obviously. But if you want a taste of what these guys can do, definitely you can rent or stream Live in KC. Go buy Interlinked, go buy the two singles that they just released on Fix Neon within the last year. I can't wait to see what the next full-length album is going to sound like.
Only going up from here, man. That's all I got to say about them.
Fuck yeah. Take your medicine, kids. It's the right kind.
Young medicine. Not that old shit.
Not that old shit. It's that young hotness, man. Old and busted, new hotness.
We know what y'all are thinking. It's like, that's all y'all have to give us? It's like, for right now.
For now.
We like to tease y'all.
Just
titillate you.
Titillate. Come back next week for our Cult Cinema Showdown series. We're gonna go to some ski resorts. And this is just because we found this trailer / best of, I quote, best of, Iced. Some fucking ski resort horror. Iced versus Shredder. No.
Not James Avery.
No. No.
No.
Not the Super Shredder. Just Shredder. Another ski resort horror movie. So yeah, put your warm clothes on, put some skis on, and just come downhill sloping, like flying down a mountain with us.
Because it's too hot here now.
Yeah, it's getting hot here. We need to pretend that we're somewhere where the weather is actually nice.
Right.
So join us for that, won't you? Visit supermediabrospodcast.com to listen to past, present, and future episodes. Check out the other shows on the Odd Pods Media Network. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Buy some merch. Visit us on social media. Follow us there if you want to. You know the drill. It's in the show notes every week.
At this point, we're not asking, we're telling you.
Yeah, we demand it.
Give us your bodies. Give us all of yourselves.
All of you.
And also, whenever you're done with that, go give yourselves to the musicians that we told you about just now. We know there's going to be plenty left over. You're not going to waste yourself. You're good. Give 200% of yourself to everything.
200%. Not 100, but twice that. 200.
Girl, if it's all right.
200%. About tree fitting.
Yeah.
You ready to rock and roll? Yeah. All right. All right, guys. Thank you very much for listening. We appreciate it. Always enjoy that you enjoy us, if you do. We enjoy if you hate us. We enjoy anything as long as it's there.
We enjoy if we're like, eh.
Yeah, we enjoy your eh.
To listen to us for an hour, hour and a half of just, I want to criticize everything about them, or I want to praise everything about them.
Or I just want everything about them.
I just need background noise. I want there to be people around me.
Join us for those nice one-sided conversations that you can't even be a part of unless you comment on anything that we have on social media.
Like I say almost every other week, go on social media and respond to the questions or the challenges that I present to y'all, because you want to communicate with us? There you go.
That's how you do it.
Give me your input.
All of it.
Not the tip. All of
it. The whole thing.
The whole schlong.
All right, guys. Thanks again for listening. Until next week, I've been Midnight Agent Raw.
And I'm Okami.
Shades on.
Schlong.
Schlong.